sitting in the green room, you're really anticipating your name getting called, and it's really nerve-wracking.
All my life I've wanted to play in the NFL, be a quarterback, and so this really is a dream come true.
I want to bring a Super Bowl to the Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, I think that's the goal of everybody in this organization.
It's true, there is video documentation of me saying I wanted to play in the NFL and play quarterback. And probably before that, I was saying it. So all my life, I've wanted to play in the NFL, be a quarterback, and so this really is a dream come true. Some people say I'm the best athlete in my own family, but I think that might even be debatable. My brother runs track at USC. He's a hurdler, decathlon, throws a javelin, pretty much an overall stud, and so I might have to give that award to him. I think winning the starting job as a freshman in high school at Mater Dei was kind of the first step towards becoming a great quarterback, and I think it all started there when my coaches believed in me. The job was open for competition, pretty similar to how it is now, and I just put in that hard work and determination, and it did pay off. Growing up, I'd always wanted to go to USC, so when the time came to make that decision, there was not one doubt in my mind that that's where I wanted to go, and made that decision to commit to be a Trojan, and loved every second of it. I walked into USC right after Mark Sanchez ended up leaving, and the job was open. So it was a competition for the quarterback spot, and just like I prepared in high school, I knew it was time to step up, and on a much larger scale, and you know, guys who are much older and much more dependent on it. But I knew that that the job was open, so the open competition kind of spurred me to play better. Over the last 4 years, I've been able to play against Coach Kelly, and I could not be more happier to be on his side of the ball now. And just seeing how that offense operates in a game with him at the helm, and they always seem to put defenses on their heels. It's a great team to be a part of, great offense to be a part of, and some classic battles between USC and Oregon. They got the most of us three times, but I still think that game in 2011 when we beat Oregon in Autzen Stadium was one of my favorite games of my career. I think leadership can be split two ways in terms of what is given to you naturally and what you learn. And I think naturally I kind of drift towards being that role of a leader and of taking control, but I've learned a lot over the course of my career of playing what it takes to be a vocal leader, what it takes to be that guy that the team needs, where they all can look at you and put their trust and confidence in you, and you can be that leader. So I think some of it's innate, some of it has been learned over time, but I think all the things that I've learned about leadership, both in school, in class, in experience, in service, have come together to make a pretty good combination. You know, I've been arriving early and leaving late because I feel like it's necessary, and I feel like it's what I have to do to be a better player. And a lot of the other guys in the team, the vets, have had more time in this system, so I'm already starting at a disadvantage, and I'm just trying to get the most that I can out of watching film, out of studying these concepts that I can, you know, spending time with the coaches so I can learn, you know, every bit of detail I can, because I love you know, going out in the field and just seeing everything happen. So in your head it happens so slowly, you can see everything, but in reality you're playing fast. Because what I can't stand the most is going out there and not knowing what's going on, or not knowing why this play is being called. So I always know the background of the concept of the play that's being called. Going through the draft and experiencing all the scrutiny and all the naysayers and whatnot was difficult at times, I think, on my family, but I've learned over the years to have very thick skin and to take criticism in stride, know who to take it from and to apply it to make you a better player, but also to be able to tune out noise that's unnecessary, because I think ultimately it can drag you down. So I heard a lot of negative things over the past couple of months, and I think ultimately it drove me to be a better player. I don't think anything I've done in the past will matter coming into training camp, and no matter what the media says, no matter what the outside world says about, you know, your hype or what you've done, it means nothing. I mean, everyone on your team is an all-star. Everyone on your team has done great things at one point. It's the NFL. So I'm not even concerned about what I have done or what accolades I've won, because it doesn't mean anything. And just come and work hard, make sure you maximize every rep, and have a great camp.
Sitting in the green room, you're really anticipating your name getting called, and it's really nerve-wracking.
All my life I've wanted to play in the NFL, be a quarterback, and so this really is a dream come true.
I want to bring a Super Bowl to the Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, I think that's the goal of everybody in this organization.